But first, it's time to take a look at what's been making the science headlines. And Ginny, I gather you've been putting on your dancing shoes this week.
Yes, so this is a study that suggests that marking through a dance can actually be more beneficial than doing it properly in a rehearsal. So marking something that most dancers will be familiar with. When you're rehearsing a routine, you don't always dance it properly like you would on stage, because that would use lots of energy. And if you're doing it lots and lots of times, you just don't have enough energy for that. So sometimes you just sort of walk through the steps. You might not leave the floor if there are meant to be jumps, and even make hand movements in place of difficult steps like turns. But a new study, Warburton and colleagues at the University of California, suggests there might be something more going on here than just energy conservation. So they asked some expert ballet dancers to learn two routines, and each dancer practiced one of them entirely full out and one of them partly through marking, and obviously they counterbalance the routines. So as well as learning the steps, the dancers had to apply a quality to each movement. So they had to make some things gliding and some things floating and that sort of thing. And then they performed their routines and they were assessed for how well they did. And they found that the dancers did better in the routines that they had marked than the ones they'd rehearsed full out. Now that's quite surprising, because you'd think ones that you'd rehearsed more like you'd perform them, you'd do better in. And it suggests that the marking must do something other than conserving energy. So the researchers argue it's due to the dancer's cognitive workload. So if you're dancing routine full out, you have to concentrate on your movement, on your posture, on your footwork, your balance. There's lots of stuff going on that you have to think about. And they argue that because of that, the dancers' brains are overloaded and they don't commit the qualities they're trying to learn as effectively to their memories. And this has implications for a field known as embodied cognition. So this is the idea that we use evolutionarily older brain systems to help us with complicated cognitive activities. So we might make physical movements like counting on our fingers as we're adding up or talking to ourselves to remember phone numbers. And the field believes that this externalising of your cognitive process helps you form memories. But that's the opposite of what's seen here. So it might actually be that when the activity isn't particularly physically demanding, the physical representation helps. But when it's something very difficult, like ballet dancing, that overloads the brain. So marking through a dance rather than dancing it properly relieves that cognitive load and allows you to commit the steps to memory better.
That's fascinating. We're talking about sport a little bit later on the show. Is this like when cyclists walk through a race and they visualise certain corners in order to get the best one?
It could be quite similar. There have been some studies on just visualising things which show some of this effect, possibly a bit less than marking, but it's definitely the same idea. You can think more about tactics, I suppose, when you're not actually concentrating on staying upright on a bike.
That's amazing.